Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are right in the middle of Farm Safety Week. National Farm Safety and Health Week is being observed September 20th through 26th. The national theme this year is Every Farmer Counts, and that's an important reminder as we get underway with the large part of our harvest season here in Southwest Iowa. This is the 77th annual observance of National Farm Safety and Health Week, and we are certainly having a challenging year between a pandemic, drought, and the recent derecho. This particular week of safety and health observance helps Iowans focus on making safe decisions and using care while approaching dangerous work activities. Let's make sure every farmer is counted in the Free from Serious Injury column when this harvest ends, and that is the focus of this National Observance of Safety Week. With Iowa being among the most productive soils in the world and an impressive leader among producers of commodities, including corn, hogs, eggs, and red meat for the entire nation, last year Iowa agriculture harvested more than $14 billion worth of corn and soybeans alone. But agriculture is still the most dangerous injury in the United States, and the busy harvest time is when many of these injuries occur. Because of this, it's very important for everyone to make safety a personal priority during harvest, and that applies whether you are on the farm or just a passerby on the road. Harvest season is a great time to put farm safety into practice by using tractors with rollover protective structures, becoming a strong advocate for your personal safety, making safe choices during harvest, and communicating effectively about potential hazards and being aware of hazards on Iowa's roadway. We encourage you to check out the Iowa State University Farm Safety website and be aware of what is going on around you, whether you're on the farm or on the road this harvest season. This week also marks the official beginning of fall. As you get into fall mode, we invite you to mark your calendar for the Cass County Master Gardeners' second annual fall plant sale. While we were not able to have a spring plant sale this year, we promise to have a lot of variety at our fall plant sale. We do encourage you to mark your calendar for Saturday, October 10th. That plant sale will be happening at the Cass County Community Center beginning at 8 a.m. We will go until we are sold out, and if you want best variety, we do ask that you come early. Please watch for extra signage and extra information as we get closer to that date on some new traffic flow and distancing procedures that we will have in place. As part of the plant sale, we also have a bulb sale going on. We are actually sold out of tulip bulbs now, but we have plenty of narcissus or daffodil mixtures left. And again, those bulbs can be pre-ordered and paid for at any time. You'll get 5 bulbs in a bag for $5, and they will be a variety of mixed colors. You can find more information on those events on our Cass County Extension website, including pictures of the bulbs that will be available. You can fill out, as I mentioned, that pre-order form anytime. We are hoping to have some of those bulbs available for pickup at the plant sale, but if you ordered bulbs, you will be getting an email or a phone call with information on bulb pickup once they are arrived and divided. Speaking of dividing plants, if you are looking to do some dividing or maintenance in your yard this fall, I invite you to check out a couple publications from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. If you would like to learn what perennials in your yard can be divided this time of year, if you have some that you want to move around or share with neighbors, check out the publication titled When to Divide Perennials. If you end up dividing some perennials in your yard that are good for dividing and planting in fall and have extras, we will take those as donations to the Cass County Master Gardener Plant Sale. If you'd like that option, give our office a call. We'd be happy to help you out on how those can be packaged and labeled for drop-off. Also want to direct you to a publication from Ryman Gardens entitled Garden Tips, Guidelines to Seasonal Chores. As we turn to the early fall calendar of this one, you'll notice that as we get into late September and October, now is a great time to continue harvesting beans, squash, cucumbers, and tomatoes to keep those plants productive. You can plant seeds of lettuce, spinach, and radish for harvest up until frost. Harvest potatoes and onions as the tops yellow and die back. Fall is a great time to apply broadleaf herbicide to lawns. Harvest your apples and store between 32 to 35 degrees Fahrenheit in humid areas. Fall is also a great time to plant deciduous trees and shrubs. Now is also a good time to inspect your house plants for pests or diseases before you bring them indoors, and make sure to bring them indoors before the first frost if you have plants that you over summer on the deck but over winter in the house. Again, lots more things on that list for tasks you can do in late summer and early fall, as well as throughout the year. That publication on the ISU Extension store is called Garden Tips, Guidelines to Seasonal Chores. You can also find the publication on when to divide perennials on the ISU Extension store as well. All information about all of our upcoming events and activities here at Cass County Extension are available on our Cass County Extension website. The Extension Facebook page, Cass County Master Gardeners, also have a Facebook page we encourage you to check out. And of course, you can always call our office, 712-243-1132, or stop by Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.